This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:15. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now, the question of whether the constitutional ban on the Yang Di Pertuan Agong being involved in business should be extended to sultans.
Now, this was reported in Malaysia Kini. It's an argument that was put forth by PKR MP Hassan Karim. And we are, of course, going to get a lawyer to explain this to us. But Article 34.3 of the Federal Constitution says that the Yang Di Pertuan Agong shall not actively engage in any commercial enterprise. So what Hassan Karim is arguing is that, you know, this serves to safeguard the Agong from any conflicts of interest, preventing His Majesty from facing any legal action relating to business ventures, and that, here's the argument, the same can apply to states, to state rulers, especially because state governments have legal jurisdiction over land and water matters, including at sea, and that conflicts of interest could arise and frustrate the state government's leadership if a sultan was actively involved in business or commercial activities.
So Malaysia Kini did note that while the MP didn't mention any particular member of royalty specifically, that the remarks came after reports on the Johor Sultan Ibrahim Sultan Iskandar's business interests and partners in the Maharani Energy Gateway project. So that project has a gross value of 99 billion ringgit over 10 years. And according to Malaysia Kini, Sultan Ibrahim has a 40% stake in the project. His close associate, Datuk Dayeng A. Malik Dayeng A. Rahman, holds a 15% stake. Now, Sultan Ibrahim also reportedly owns 99% of a sand mining company that is a potential supplier of sand for sea reclamation works in the Maharani Energy Gateway. So we're going to try and understand, what the Constitution means when it says this. So keep those thoughts coming. What do you make of this? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to help us understand this further is constitutional lawyer Ki Hui Yi. Hui Yi, thanks for speaking with us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So just to recap, PKR lawmaker Pasegudang MP Hassan Karim recently said that the constitutional ban on the Agong being involved in business also applies to sultans. Can you actually tell us what Article 34, subsection 3 of the Federal Constitution says? Is this statement accurate?
I think earlier, as you have said, I'll just read it out. It says Article 34.3 says that the Yang Di Pertuan Agong shall not actively engage in any commercial enterprise. If we just look at Article 34, actually under this chapter, it talks about the roles of Yang Di Pertuan Agong, and under Article 34, it also talks about what Yang Di Pertuan Agong should not do. For example, he should not be holding any appointment, any position that carries any remuneration. So there are other items under Article 34. But again, Article 34 only talks about Yang Di Pertuan Agong. So your question to me was whether Hassan Karim's statement is accurate. I don't think it's so accurate because this article only talks about Yang Di Pertuan Agong. The rulers of each state, their roles are actually spelled out in the constitution of each state.
So I feel in some ways that that's answered our next question, but I still just wanted to clarify. Does it therefore then only apply to the Yang Di Pertuan Agong and not any member of the royal family or household?
I think if we read it in a restrictive manner, yes, but I'm sure we'll talk about this a bit more later. But I think the simple question is you can't just simply extend this, the so-called the prohibition of Article 34 to individuals other than Yang Di Pertuan Agong.
So these comments came after Malaysia Kini reported on Johor Sultan, Sultan Ibrahim Sultan Iskandar's business interests and partners in the Maharani Energy Gateway project. Where does that fit into this conversation?
I think this is not the first time we have had news like this. There were reports, I think perhaps last year or 2 years ago, there were news about durians in certain states and rulers or the royal families are involved in certain businesses. So I think people are concerned about the potential conflict of interest.
So that leads us then to the other question of more generally, why is the Agong not supposed to participate in business ventures? I mean, what are the issues that can arise from this?
Yeah, so the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong is the head of the Federation, and he's actually part of the executive. We have the three branches, right? The executive, the legislative, and also the judiciary. So because YDPA is part of the executive, he has to act on the advice of the Prime Minister and other elements like the cabinet. They also form part of executive. So the controversy or the argument is always that whether such involvement will influence or affect certain policies.
So Hassan said that this is that in order to safeguard the royal institution, that the PM must bring up the matter to the Conference of Rulers. Does the PM have a role to play beyond this?
Article 38 of the Federal Constitution talks about Conference of Rulers. So under Article 38, it talks about what are the issues the Conference of Rulers can deliberate. And there is a sentence to say that they may deliberate on questions of national policy. And when these issues, the issues of national policies are being discussed, the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong shall be accompanied by the Prime Minister and, of course, other rulers. So the PM definitely will have a role in this, I would say, because if it's an issue, a matter of national policy, then the Prime Minister should advise the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong. But again, I think the issue will be the discussions are between the rulers and the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong, and it's not disclosed to the public, so we will not know what's being discussed.
And walk us through what happens here, right? What goes on when something like this is brought up to the Conference of Rulers?
Like I said, the rulers will discuss among themselves. Usually, I think more often than not, what we hear from outside or what is disclosed will be issues about the religion, Islamic certain fatwas you will hear about. So because they are also the head of the religion, right? So these are the things that they will discuss. However, if there is certain policies need to be made, if the government to make certain things, the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong still has to act on the advice of the Prime Minister.
What are some of the challenges when it comes to applying the law on the whether the Agong or the Sultans?
We can look in the Federal Constitution, I think from Article 181 onwards, it talks about the special court. So you will need, Article 183 talks about the requirement of the consent of the Attorney General if there is any civil or criminal action is commenced against the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong or the ruler in his personal capacity. And all these proceedings will be conducted in the special court.
Hui Yi, is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
I think the concern or the discussion is good to help the country to progress further because we are a democratic country. But the rights of the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong, the rights of the rulers, the rights of the people are safeguarded under the Federal Constitution. So I think this discussion is welcome, but we should act or discuss in accordance to what's in our Federal Constitution.
Hui, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Ki Hui, a constitutional lawyer, helping us understand essentially a question on whether the constitutional rule on the Agong not getting involved in business ventures extends to other sultans. Keep sending your thoughts our way. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.